here on Class Eclectic on Public Radio 90 WNMU. Some orchestral sounds to begin today, as we also begin with a special guest in the studio today. We are talking about Marquette Symphony Orchestra's first concert of this 2019-2020 season, and it's called Make It a Double. The reason for that is they're going to be performing Brahms' Double Concerto, and they're also going to have a couple of other tunes in there, tunes to say lightly about grand masterworks. But in any event, we're in the studio with Principal Conductor Octavio Massarokas. Good morning and welcome to the studio today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, and thanks
always
for coming
a pleasure.
In. Yeah, thanks for coming in on a pretty quick turnaround because you just arrived in Marquette.
Yes, just arrived yesterday. I arrived and I already had a rehearsal and we are already just, flying in here for this concert. So
yeah, ready to get the season rip-roaring for sure. So with Make It a Double, the first concert that's happening this Saturday evening at the Kauffman Auditorium, we've got three larger works, and we have some special guests. It's going to be a nice way to kick off the season, I'm sure. What would you like to discuss first? Obviously, the Double Concerto is part of the namesake of this first concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not only just the name. I think it's just the Brahms Double Concerto. It is a big piece. Like there are concertos that you use to fill up concerts, and there are concertos that you use as just the main piece of the concert. Mm-hmm. And so this is a big main piece of the concert. So when we decided that. To engage the two soloists who are not new to the area, like are very popular in the area as part of the Bergansia trio, and they come here to play often. Mm-hmm. They had a relationship with our president, and so it was just, we thought it was a great moment to just engage them this season and to start the season with them. So we had the Brahms, which per se is already a big piece, and then of course we want something that is going to feature our orchestra more prominently.
Sure.
And so that's the first part of the concert. We have the other big piece, which is the Schubert Unfinished symphony number 8 or symphony number 7, depends of who makes the catalog. And so just those two are already just big pieces, and then but not very lengthy, so we had to come with one other piece, and that's we're starting with a piece that I think that follows the mood of the Schubert. So that's even though it's a composer that is, in difference than the other two composers, this composer is alive.
Right, living composer some master composers here. And
exactly.
We're talking about David T. Little, right?
David Little. So David Little, he is alive. He's actually he's not young but anymore, but he's still young, but not for standards of a young composer. He's an established composer who also happens to be young, or not too old, spread away. But he wrote this piece a few years ago for actually chamber orchestra, and then he just reconstructed for full orchestra, and is very intimate and very beautiful, and it goes into a very high moment in which just it drains you, it pushes you around, and it brings a lot of feelings into it. The Haunted Topography is the name of the piece, and even though it's just really specifically about his feelings about the topography per se of the in Arizona, it actually, I think, it goes more like into I take it more like the topography of feelings, and you can just add to that whatever feelings you want, and so so it I think the connection is just fantastic. You have this very beautiful and just very starting mellow piece, which then later just transform, and then you just go into the Schubert, which also just starts in the same way, and in the middle there are all this just pushing and coming and going and all this just very exciting moments, and then it just goes away again, and then we have the Brahms, which is like Very strong piece on, you know, in every moment, and very beautiful. So I think I think that the piece connects really well. We have the two romantic composers, and then one composer for of today that wrote a piece in a very romantic way. So and so I think that it the music and the themes fit together very nicely.
And that's a great way to surmise that, because as I was looking at the roster of pieces on the program, I noticed that we have two grand romantic composers, and then we have a living composer too. So it's nice to hear that there's a bit of a connection with a living composer and the style of music that is of the day, I guess we can say, compared to these masterworks. Now, with the two great solos, we'll mention that Ross Harbaugh is the cellist and Scott Flavin is the violinist for the Brahms Double Concerto. So again, if you've heard them at the Pine Mountain Music Festival, they've performed as the trio this last June, and also in a quartet setting in past Pine Mountains as well. So those are two great soloists to look forward to for the Brahms Double Concerto. And I had a quick question on the Schubert Unfinished Symphony. So I've looked into it. The original, I believe, was only two movements, right?
Yeah, it's every piece that we just look in the past, there are a lot of conjectures, like a lot of we think what happened, and a lot of things that have been written. So they depends of who you talk to. Depend, you know, they say that just he only completed two movements, and that that he sketched a third one that he used in for a piano a piece, and then he sketched a fourth one that then he used for Rosamunda, and then so we can't ask the composer
exactly
what what he intended, and all that might be true, all that might be just like imagination of the people who is writing. Who knows? We can't just ask him. But it is very famously called Unfinished because, you know, it's a symphony usually have four movements. It's very awkward that that a symphony, especially at that time of in the period, will have two movements, and so that's why I have the title of the Unfinished. To me, the symphony, it actually just really fits, really just it's really well balanced, and I think it's just if we would take the title of Unfinished, it would just like stand, and it stands on its own without the Unfinished title. I think it's a beautiful piece. It's a beautiful structure, and beautifully instrumentated as well. And I think that just only those two movements can say much more than many other symphonies that have four movements. And so I wouldn't, I don't take it as a, it's, I don't think the symphony is crippled. I think that the symphony is just completed. I think to me, it is, it feels that he got everything right in those two movements. So
it was, it was intentional. And there's always something that we can look back on these masterworks and say, well, why wasn't it four movements? But essentially, you know, it doesn't have to if it's, you know, beautiful enough, and if it's complete in that way. So no knock against it for saying unfinished.
Right. We don't know what he intended, and all that is just something that we might come with. But we have those two movements, and those two movements are what the symphony is now. And in those two movements, there are a lot of, there is a lot of great music in there. And they're very beautiful melodies that many people will recognize, that that have been used in many popular culture ways, like in movies and songs and things like that. And it's actually just music that, that people will just be able to just sing later on at home. It's just it's simple and full of energy at the same time, that just very intimate. So I was telling the orchestra yesterday that we just need to play it. Like, there is just this very, very soft beginning, and very beautiful. And I was telling them, you need to play this with a lot of intensity, but soft.
Yeah.
It's very intense.
That sounds difficult.
It's very intense, but soft. and and instead of just like sloppery and just like let it go, no, it's just very intense but soft. So it's just, I think if this piece is well done, it's done well, that's what I mean, and people in the audience is on the edge, because it's just it's this kind of beautiful intensity that keeps you just wanting more and creating a wonder. And that's mostly in the first movement, while the second movement is kind of, to me, it's just a little bit of like, okay, now we are going to let you breathe a little bit from the intensity of the first movement. It's just, and then it just it presents beautiful melodies and a little more, less aggressive harmonies, if you want, just much more delicate. And it brings you to different realms. So I think that that's why I think it's just very, it's the balance in between those two movements is fantastic.
That sounds like good tenets of great romantic music, a mixture of storm and beauty, tension and release. So, and with that, just a reminder, we're speaking with Octavio Masarokas, the principal conductor of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. With just a couple minutes remaining, is there anything you want to mention about the upcoming season as well? I know we've got the full roster and we've got some great events coming up, some old standards like the Sounds of the Holidays, the Sounds of the Season coming up, and we've also got a vocal competition. So there's a lot of really interesting things that they're doing this time around.
We are trying different things, and we are trying to connect to the Marquette community, and we are trying to connect to with everyone, and we are just bringing things that everyone could embrace, and we're bringing things to the community that even for people who might have never heard an orchestra. And so we're trying to reach out more and more. So this first concert of the season that we're in the opera is the most classical oriented. Then we have on October 26th, we have our, it's a concert that is going to be share with the young musicians of the high school. So that doesn't mean that it's going to be lesser music. We actually play beautiful music there too. But we are inviting the high school students to play with our orchestra on a side-by-side concert. So they will be on stage with the professionals, which I think it will be just a fantastic opportunity for them. While we are also just playing just great music, we will do Finlandia by Sibelius, and we will also just do the Vaughan Williams Fantasia on a theme of Thomas Tallis. And then, of course, we have the December concert, the annual Sounds of the Holiday, which of course, it's a favorite and everybody loves, and it puts you in the mood for the season. And then the February concert, we are doing a family concert in which we are putting a lot of things together, because the family, we want to reach every person in the family, the young kids, to the adult and everyone in between. So it would be we will be singing with a kids choir that's been rehearsing right now. We will be also we are opening this singing competition, which is open to everybody and every style, every kind of music. So it might be just rock music, it might be pop music, it might be opera. Whoever wants to just upload a video to YouTube and just sing, and then we'll just we'll decide some finalists, and up to 5 finalists will be singing with the Marquette Symphony, and the audience will actually just vote for those. And and so it would be kind of like an America Got Talent or
American Idol or American one of those Idol talent competitions.
Exactly, but with Marquette and Marquette area. So you can say that Marquette Got Talent or American Idol, Marquette Idol is coming to the symphony. And of course there would be other classical selections there. So it's just, this concert is just a very great mix of things. It's just replacing our Halloween is spectacular. It's spectacular this year. We just we're doing this, and it's gonna be our more pop's concert of the season. So, but it's gonna be great music, and anyway. So, and then the last concert of the season, we are actually bringing the winner of the youth concert competition, and it's a great, a fantastic violinist. I'm very excited to work with her, Christine Harada Lee, and of Ann Arbor, and we will perform the Bruch Violin Concerto Number 1, which is just. It's such a great piece.
It's a stellar choice for a violin feature.
Exactly, and talking about romantic music, it's just a beautiful. It's just probably, it is probably his piece. You know, like Bruch. It's just, I don't know that other people play other pieces than the violin concertos. I mean, there are a couple of other pieces, but this is a piece that just brought him to prominence, and it's a major piece of the standard repertoire, violin repertoire. And then I'm very excited that we will be actually working with the NMU choir to bring Bernstein Chichester Psalms and Vaughan Williams to our the known region, which are, you know, choir pieces, but really exciting pieces, and that are very beautiful and you know, at the same time very big, and so it's gonna be a great concert as well. A great way to just close the season, and you know, especially with it toward the unknown region, like where is this all going, and where it just the season, and not only the season, what after the season, what is gonna happen, and so on. So I think it's a great. We thought that a lot about these programs, and just to bring in everything that we can. And to do everything that we can to just connect more with the community and just bring the best of our orchestra. So I hope that the audience, everybody, just can come and check us out and enjoy our concerts.
And just a reminder, we've been speaking with the principal conductor, Octavia Masarokas, this morning of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra, talking about not only the concert happening this Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. called Make It a Double. It's the opener for the MSO happening at the Kauffman Auditorium, but also talking about the season overall with all five concerts. If you have any other questions about the Marquette Symphony, you can visit them at marquettesymphony.org, or you can look them up on Facebook as well. And Octavia, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure talking to you.